Hello there, welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 10th of September, and as ever, 3 ideas to improve your business in around 3 minutes. Finding, recruiting, keeping staff are the biggest challenges clients tell us they have. In fact, many say it's a real barrier to growth. So maybe it needs a 3D approach. And what we've got in this week's 3D ideas are some alternatives to traditional HR policies and procedures. I'm not saying you should actually copy them directly, but do they spark some ideas on what you could do differently, dramatically and demonstrably different even? For example, idea one, no CV, no interview, no background check. Grayston Bakery in New York have actually chosen to ditch traditional hiring methods and instead hire anyone who applies on a first-come, first-served basis. They've been doing it for over 30 years, a very, very successful business. And basically, Mike Brady, the chief executive, says, very simple, you walk through the bakery, you put your name on the list and give us your phone number and email. When we have a job available, we call you up and say if you're ready to work or not. 75% of employees are hired through this way. And they've really tapped into maybe a group of people that traditionally don't get jobs. And they actually find it's really, really successful. The business itself has been very successful in actually doing these things. They've doubled revenues in the last 4 years and actually made it really work. And I'm not saying that you have to suddenly do it exactly the way that they do. But are there obstacles that you have in your recruitment process that you could get rid of? Idea two. Apparently 25% of workers say they lose sleep over money worries. Nearly 6% say they have financial worries and state that it actually makes them not being the best at work. And 89% of employees agree that financial concerns have an impact on employees' performance. Well, there's a new business based here in the UK that's actually come up, recently got over £4.5 million worth of backing, including from the likes of Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. And it's called WageStream. And basically, it's a mobile app that for a flat fee of £1.75, you can actually access your pay packet early. And then they actually deduct it from your salary on payday. 25 pilot companies doing it, employing 20,000 people, including Travelodge and the gym chain David Lloyd. And early results suggest 40% increase in staff retention, 10 times increase in job applications, and 10% productivity increases. So again, not suggesting you have to use it exactly, but could you develop more revolutionary, innovative ways to reward and recognise your people? Maybe that builds on this one, idea three. Southwest Airlines has a very interesting approach, and it's called Kicktail coupons. And basically, these are very simple little coupons that anybody can supply and provide to their colleagues. If they see another colleague do something that goes particularly well, they nominate them for a little token, a little voucher. And they collect all these vouchers, and every month, they actually put them into a draw. And the tabs are drawn out, and 150 employees a month actually get 20,000 points, and this actually allows them to trade these in for prizes. And also what they've actually allowed is customers to actually nominate employees as well. So again, I think it's a very simple way of engaging everybody. It's very simple, it's personal, it's actually on top of their consistent profit sharing processes that they actually have, but it promotes appreciation, allows people to differentiate themselves, and actually it's personal. It actually allows people to spot each other doing things well, and it engages customers too. What are you doing to reward and recognise the behaviours you want in your business? Take a 3D approach to recruiting, rewarding and recognising people. You never know where it might lead. Have a great week now. Bye.